As we head over to the livestock side, we're kind of twiddling our thumbs, shall we say, waiting for this cash to develop. And I like how they're saying, well, we're just going to wait till after the cattle on feed report.
And we've seen that before, and somewhat not surprising. Now, the one thing that we do know that's been changing a lot this week has been the cutoff values, and they've worked sharply higher. The movement, though, has been really poor. So I think demand is still an issue, and I think all eyes are going to really be on placements because there's a pretty big range of placements for the cattle on feed report. But generally, when you see a higher stock market and higher cutoff value like that, you're going to see higher futures, but that's not really been the case because I think more concern has been on demand and the fact that we just haven't been moving the product as well as we really should be.
What about for the hogs? What are we seeing within their trade? I know there was talk of some light buyer support maybe today.
Yeah, you know, the hogs get interesting because they'll get to 93 or even above 93, and then they just kind of peter out and kind of go the other way. And it's true again here today. It was hogs were higher earlier. Now they're making a little bit of a sell-off. I think the biggest thing the hogs have going for them is the fact that beef prices, you know, at least on the cutouts, have been going up. Poultry cutouts have been going up. And so pork is really the cheap one on the block, but it's a little bit nervous in the trade too, because if you're going up on other markets, if those other markets change, then your market can change pretty quick too. So I think you've got some nervousness in the market just because you can, you know, rally a bit for a little while, but once you get to this $93 area on futures, that's when we really start to struggle.
Could we see June post its highest weekly close in what, 12, 13 weeks?
It is possible. It all depends, kind of like I said, how we close this market. But, you know, you were almost to 94 at one point, 93.75 officially, and took out the two-week high, but we're below that level. Even if you close here at this level, it'll be fairly good on a technical standpoint. But like I mentioned before, 93 is an area you'd like to close above, and that's what would make this market look much, much stronger.